Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupps.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Political Coffee is the name of the show, and the reason we call it that is because politics over a cup of coffee is a good thing to contemplate. Politics and how it impacts your life in a whole lot of ways. We've just concluded a legislative session. And in that session, well, some conservatives are saying it is the worst session ever. We'll get through that. That's what the Oregon Firearms Federation says. And I got to tell you, some really interesting things they're saying here that, from a conservative's viewpoint in Oregon, it's hard to argue with this. I'm going to read that to you. They put this out day before yesterday. And I think it's important. Also, there is a vaccination story by a good friend of mine who is very, very conservative guy. In fact, he's Jason Williams, executive director and the founder of the Taxpayers Association of Oregon and the founder of OregonWatchdog.com, where you can get daily stories around Oregon that are political in nature, of course, every day. OregonWatchdog.com. And he also started OregonCatalyst.com, along with OregonReport.com, OregonAg, all kinds of interesting things. But I got to ask you this question. This whole idea of pumping gas, Kate Brown's 48-hour, and it stops tonight, okay? 48-hour waiver so we can pump our own gas. Is it time that the legislature just bit the bullet and said, we're going to be like the other 48 states that pump their own gas? Is it time for us to do that? Remember I told you that story about me? Why every year that I served in the House of Representatives, I did for 8 years, this bill, I should say every session, because back then we did every other year sessions. Oh, how I long for the good old days. Anyway, less skullduggery and evil Marxist deal making. If we just did every other year. Anyway, so here's the deal. Remember I told you the story about how I always voted against it because my mom and my wife said, you will vote against that bill. We're not getting out of our cars on a rainy day and pumping our own gas. Okay. I always voted against it. But is it time? You may not believe, I didn't know what Oregon law actually says about this. I'm not kidding you. Folks, did you know that pumping your own gas discriminates against customers with lower incomes and under greater economic pressure to subject themselves to the inconvenience and hazards of self-service? Did you know that? Now, I will guarantee you that somehow they're going to take those words. It's actually in ORS 480-315. 10 sub C or 10 sub A. I'll guarantee you that they will use that. Lower incomes discriminates against, listen, this is the actual word, discriminates against customers with lower incomes and who are under greater economic pressure. I'll guarantee you that they will make that into racism. You think? You think it's time? Did you know that in some places in Oregon, you can pump your own gas? Usually out in eastern Oregon where there's a state law, they changed it. When I drive to go see my grandsons and my stepson and his wife up in Pasco, Washington in the Tri-Cities, I usually stop at a particular place along the way. It's out there in Boardman. This is one of these counties that they passed a state law saying you can pump your own gas. Now, I don't know that there's all these negative impacts that I'm going to read you that's actually in the state statute. In all seriousness, I don't know if all of these negative things are happening out in those counties. I mean, it seems to me that this is just silliness, that we ought to change it. Should I have voted against my wife and my mother when I served to do this? You tell me. Would you? I don't think so. At any rate, should we finally do self-serve gas? And did you hear about a profound win for farm property rights in the U.S. Supreme Court? I didn't. It's actually from the Wall Street Journal editorial board. This is June 24th. This is 4 days ago. It's profound. The California case. We'll get into that. All of that today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. We'll go to the phones and we'll go right now to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I think that we need to leave it like it is as far as the gas goes.
How come? Why do you say that?
Well, I think that it shows young people, young men, I'll say, something about cars. They learn something about cars. They learn something about, you know, waiting on people. And it's jobs. I just think that it's an important entry into the workforce. You know what I mean? I don't think it's meant to be a career, but I think it's great for a teenage kid to have a weekend job and learn something at the same time.
Well, fair enough. I completely agree with you. It's an entry level job. It's only meant, it's sort of like flipping burgers at McDonald's, right? It's not meant to be your career.
There's some real practical skills. My dad started out pumping gas.
Well, there you go. I agree, but here's what I find interesting. And ask yourself this question. Nowhere that I fill up with gas do I see teenagers. They're all older people, Kathy. Don't you find that interesting?
I don't know. I think there's a mixture of both.
Yeah, there probably is. I do see a lot more teenagers or young people, I should say, flipping burgers. And that's the same concept, and I completely agree with you. So you say leave it as it is.
Leave it like it is. It's an honorable place for kids to start out. And if seniors need those little jobs, well, then let them.
Well, for a lot of people, they're second jobs, second income jobs, to be sure. Kathy, thank you. I appreciate you weighing in on that this morning. Should we go to self-serve gas? Is it time, friends? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news, like the one I just got from Corby about self-serve fueling. It says, I say absolutely not on self-serve fuel. It is employing people, and I promise you, if it goes to self-serve, fuel prices won't go down. You're right about that. They are not going to go down. Linda writes an email, says no to self-service. I want Oregon to be the last in something, the last to take away pump your own gas. Everybody thinks that we should not go to self-service gas. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the power of Buick GMC Talk. I'm serious now. I just, how bad is it? I look, Kate Brown's heat wave thing is silly. Her waiver for these 48 hours, it ends tonight. Okay. 48 other states allow self-serve gas. And Oregon allows self-serve gas, but only in those very unpopulated counties. Now, ORS 480-315 says this. This is from state law. I got to read this to you before we go to the break. The dangers of grime and slick services described in subsection 3 of this section are enhanced because Oregon's weather is uniquely adverse, causing wet pavement and reduced visibility. That's only in the western half of the state. Exposure to toxic fumes represents a health hazard. Oh, there we go with the greeny thing. And I've already read you the one that says it discriminates against customers with lower incomes and who are under greater economic pressure to subject themselves to the inconvenience and the hazards of self-service. It increases self-service dispensing and thereby decreases maintenance checks by attendants, which results in neglective maintenance, endangering both the customer and other motorists, resulting in unnecessary and costly repairs. What? Self-service dispensing, I continue, in retail contributes to unemployment, particularly among young people. That's Kathy's point. Small children, get this, left unattended when customers leave to make payment at retail self-service stations creates a dangerous situation. What? So you mean all 48 other states, we're creating dangerous situations because somebody has to leave children unattended in the car. When they get out, put their credit card in the dispensing machine and start pumping their own gas. Really? See how archaic Oregon's thinking is? Seriously. Is it time? I mean, we have youth unemployment. We have nearly 50,000 vacant state jobs recorded every month, even though we have one of the highest minimum wage places in America. It's just, and they, this is the article here by Oregon Watchdog, Taxpayer Association of Oregon. I'll have it on the show plan today. And it concludes with this thought. Oregonians don't need a waiver. We should be treated like adults and be given the liberty to pump our own gas. Do you want to pump your own gas? By the way, do you know there's all kinds of self-service stations all around the state? They're called card lock stations. How many accidents have they had there? How many people have gotten hurt? How many have, I mean, you want to talk about unattended. There's nobody at those things at all, period. So isn't it time for self-service gas? Or should we just leave it like it is? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Back to the phones when we get back at 620. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We will go back to the phones in just a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We are talking about primarily just two things today. Is it time for self-serve gas? The 48-hour waiver, and by the way, there's a hilarious picture. If you go to the Oregon Catalyst article, it's entitled, Governor Brown's 48-hour pump your own gas waiver is a joke. And they've got this picture of a car with a gas nozzle in it at a gas station being pumped gas. And there's this beautiful golden retriever dog. I don't know who staged this picture, but it was perfect. literally looks like it's pumping the gas. I mean, that's how easy it is. It's hilarious. Anyway, we're talking about that, and then I'm going to get into the worst session ever from the Oregon Firearms Federation, and there's some interesting things in here about, really how this session turned out. So we'll get into all of that today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. So I want to just remind you that even though it's cooling down a little bit, I guess it was producer Phil was telling me it was 118 yesterday in Salem. Now, friends, if your air conditioning wasn't working very good, maybe you ought to go get that fixed. And you should call Freedom Heating and Air. Check out their website at freedomheatingandair.net because they take care of you and they do a really good job of it. That's why they've been in business here. Well, I was 117. Okay, all right. Phil corrected me. It was 117. Never got that hot down here in the farm where I'm at. You got to, I think, 98. But at any rate, my air conditioning works fine. If yours isn't, you were pretty uncomfortable yesterday, call Freedom Heating and Air. They can fix it for you right away. That's what they're known for. They've got great emergency services. One of the things they pride themselves on. They also have great discounts for senior citizens and for veterans. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Do business with them. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Whatever happened to choice? Why in the heck can't we have both? Seriously speaking, I mean, it used to be that way when I was a young man and could see the mills closed down. I had a family to support, and I took a job in a gas station because I had to support my family. And so we should have the right to choose and, hey, make seltzer couple pennies cheaper. I have no problems with that. But the simple fact of the matter is we should choose. And given these economic times with all these illegal aliens coming in, the job market is going to go like it has so many times before. We're going to have inflation. And unemployment's going to go up. So let's let Oregonians choose what they want, to self-serve or to have somebody do it for you. And by the way, if you have cash and say you had $100 and it costs $98, who in the heck's going to give you a change?
Yeah, good point. Good point. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I have to think you have hit on a central theme that actually was where I wanted to go with this next. And so thank you for doing that, Art. It's about liberty, isn't it? Why would we, as a state, arbitrarily lock us down and deny us the choice of deciding if we want? I mean, we sort of have what you're describing now, right? Well, at least we used to. Some stations full service, right? And most other states have this. Yeah, you got to pay more for it, but okay. But, of course, the left in Oregon would say that's discriminatory. Here's the bottom line, is that I think if we truly believe in freedom and choice, Art, we should give people the choice. We should have the freedom to do that. I think that's consistent with free market capitalism.
Well, yeah, Jeff, and you take, okay, I buy my gas from Costco. You have to go inside and you gotta get a card, a gas card, to buy your gas at Costco. And of course, you know, the employee takes your card and swipes it and the whole nine yards. And why the heck? I mean, if the weather is hot like it was the other day, why should I go out in the heat if I don't want to? And the same thing in the wintertime. And, you know, people, let's just say this. That was one of my first jobs when I was younger. And it wasn't hard work, but it wasn't easy work either, especially in inclement weather. But the customer should have the choice, period, and not be forced to get smelly gas hands on the whole nine yards, because you know that happens, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does. Art, I'm going to let you go because you have made a great point, and other people are agreeing with you. For instance, Anne Marie says, Art's right. Let us have the choice. Freddie writes, come on, folks, pump your own gas. Ever been in a gas station with six cars and only one attendant? Get out and off your lazy butt and pump your gas. Give me a break. There you go. Now, look, Anne Marie writes here, says, it's simple. I don't want to pump my own gas. When I pump gas in another state, my hands smell like gasoline afterwards. Yuck. Art's right. Let us choose. That's right. Should be choice. Isn't that consistent with liberty and freedom, having the choice? I think it is. We're going to talk about this and also the worst session ever when we come back. It's 6:30 in the morning. What do you think about self-serve gas? Is it time in Oregon? Love to get your perspective. 503-589-1220 to power up your GMC talk line. Back. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Great to have you with us, friends. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Here's what we're talking about if you're just joining us for some political coffee talk. Politics over a cup of coffee. Always with an eye towards the whole concept of talking about these political issues of the day in a manner that helps you use them to change your world by persuading a persuadable person. Self-serve gas. We're talking about that, and I want to get into the worst session ever. It's the scathing critique. The Oregon Firearms Federation about this session that just happened. But self-serve gas, is it time for us to finally pass self-serve gas all across Oregon? We actually have it in some places around Oregon, Eastern Oregon primarily, where you have very unpopulated counties. Is it time? Is it time we did this not based on inconvenience, getting out of your car, not based on a valid, very valid idea of, you know, just you get out and you pump gas and your hands smell like gas. You get back in your car and you smell like gas in your car. I get that. But is it time to simply say that there's something greater than those things, which are real, although, as I read you the state statute, some of the things that are actually in state law about pumping gas is just stupid. I'm sorry. But set all of that aside, isn't the greater thing, isn't it freedom? Freedom of choice for you to make that decision because you're an adult, because you're not a child. You're a believer in individual liberty, individual responsibility, and not nanny statism, which is statism, which is socialism. Isn't that a greater, I mean, truly greater concept? I mean, seriously, set everything else aside. Set aside the 48 other states to do this, and apparently all these bad things that are in Oregon law that they say will happen don't happen there, or at least attributable to gas pumping anyway, self-serve gas pumping. So isn't the concept of liberty more important? You think you could have a conversation with somebody about that? I bet you could. Persuadable person in your world. Think about that. What a welcome to Political Coffee, Pfeiffer Roofing. They're in Salem here. Their motto, as they've been in business since 1978, their motto is prompt, reliable service for over 40 years. And that's true. They do great roof replacement. And I'm going to talk to you in a moment about RoofMax, but they do roof repair. They do a roof tune-up, by the way, roof cleaning, and gutters. And when you go to their website, which is pfeifferroofing.com, it's P-F-E-I-F-E-R, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, pfeifferroofing.com. You see a little chat box pops up in the right-hand corner, and you literally can chat with them, and they will answer you. But I want to talk about RoofMax. This is a product that extends the life of your roof, and it's done at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. And I mean a fraction, folks. It is not a product you can buy anywhere else. RoofMax is a soybean-based product, and it extends the lifespan of your roof. What it does, and they spray it on, is it literally soaks into and permeates the actual asphalt and fiberglass composition of your roof material, and it seals it. It rejuvenates it. It makes it last longer, in some cases many years longer. So if you need to buy some time, you know you got to put a new roof on at some point. Do you want to buy some time at a fraction of the cost? Pfeiffer Roofing can come out with RoofMax. Spray it on. I mean, they do a whole roof tune-up along with that, and I'll talk about that another day, what they do with the RoofMax application. But I got to tell you, folks, you cannot get this anywhere else. RoofMax. They can spray it on. It goes on kind of milky white, and then it dries to clear. And if anything, it makes your roof look just a little bit darker. You don't even notice there, except you know it's there when your roof stops leaking. Not every roof is appropriate for it. Some of them do need a new roof, but why don't you give Pfeiffer Roofing a call? Have them come out and take a look at your roof. 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Most of you are homeowners that listen to this show. And if you've got any questions about your roof, even if it's not leaking, but you know it's been on there and it's getting kind of older, you need to call Pfeiffer Roofing. Have them come out. They give you a free estimate, tell you what's going on in your roof. They'll take pictures and show you. 503-647-4725. Self-serve gas. Isn't it time that we did this in Oregon, not based on any other reason other than freedom of choice? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you say today?
It is a good morning. I have a hard time hearing Oregonians talk about this subject year after year after year, and it seems to be a subject that excites such emotion, and so I thought I would introduce a new aspect to it.
Okay.
Not pumping our own gas serves handicapped people who would have a hard time getting out of their car, and it's nice to have a person who serves those kind of people. So,
you know, Rebecca, thank you. I did not even think about that.
So I was talking to the Democrat chief of staff at the Capitol, and I said to him, do you know that in the Netherlands that parents have the right to choose to kill their children through age 18? And he shrugged and he said, yeah, but only the handicapped. And so if we have, if we go to choice in whether we have the ability to pump gas and there's handicapped people, will there be a pressure toward going the way of the Netherlands and continuing to kill? Right now we only kill the handicapped through birth, but would we have a pressure to extend it through age 18 like the Netherlands? So that's another thought for this continuing argument that goes on in Oregon ad infinitum.
Okay. Interesting thought, and I get what you're saying. You know, the idea that the handicapped would be diminished with all of, I mean, that's an interesting take on it. Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning. Well, it's kind of a toss-up. It's a marketing thing. Anywhere you go, they'll say, oh, yeah, Oregon has it where you can't pump your own gas, just like we have our own headquarters for Antifa and BLM, and we're a small petri dish for Marxist theories and everything. So we've got to keep up the idea that we're unique. So it could go either way.
You're right. We do have to keep up our idea that we're unique. Because we are. Boy, are we ever.
Where else do we have a governor that's pro-Marxist and doesn't really care what happens to the people except when it's time for her to make money?
Well,
Look at our politicians. They tell us one thing and they all vote another way because of what? Money or power controlled them to vote against different things. It's totally contrary to what the public wants.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. I mean, it's, I guess.
And then look at it this way. We're a small state, and the teachers union has such a hard, heavy hold on us that we're now kicking out kids that don't know anything about cursive writing or reading or arithmetic and get out there in the world.
Yeah. Isn't that sad? That's because we teach race, recycling, reproduction instead of reading, writing. Arithmetic. Rich,
well, that's why we got to keep that. That's why we got to keep that uniqueness up. So whether we pump our own gas or not, we'll be destroying another of our wonderful uniqueness.
Yeah. I like the idea of choice and freedom, though. I just, to me, that's.
But we live in the wrong state for that.
I know. But heck, even California, which is every bit as leftist as Oregon, or even more so, they. Let you pump your own gas.
But see, we have another unique thing. We have less carjackings because we have more people at the gas stations than you do at these other places.
Oh, Rich, you're so bad. All right, there we go. Thanks, Rich. It's 6:48. What do you think about pumping your own gas? Is it time? Shouldn't we do it based on freedom, the concept of freedom? Or should we be unique, like Rich suggests? Nah, I don't like that. Be back in a moment. No, that's not poverty. Hating believers had light on their faces as they marched through town to the riverside. They baptized believers in this celebration. Stop the car. We gotta move. Call J.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Is it time we finally did self-service gas in Oregon? If for no other reason than the concept of liberty and choice. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. And before I read some great emails, let me just say this. If you're looking for a contractor you can trust, you should really think about Eric Azer and Righteous Renovation and his team. He's a man of faith, and he lives it in how he treats his customers, how he listens to you, how he gives to you what you want on a timely basis so that your home is not torn up or your business isn't torn up forever. And you got all kinds of negative issues along with that. RighteousRenovations.com. That's the website. Check out the great customer testimonials and a lot of the before and after pictures. You see the quality of work they do. RighteousRenovations.com. Lee writes an email, self-serving gas. Says, here's a new concept that appeared in the late 70s at Awful Brothers service stations. We had two islands, four pumps on each. The south side was quick serve, self-pumping if you wanted, and no fluid checks. The east island was full serve. We checked fluids if the customer wanted. Offered basic service in our two-bay garage. It cost 2 to 4 cents more. Saturday afternoon was a competition. The boss hired girls in cutoffs and roller skates. Oh, how sexist. To wash windows, we dropped the price by 2 cents from our competitors. If we sold out, he paid us the full shift. Doing self-serve prices will go down. Yeah, right. I'm not smoking weed, but won't happen, especially with the small margin and how the businesses are taxed. There is another reason for this game. Well said. Well said indeed. Friends, I got to tell you, last night, I slept like a baby. I really did. I took CBD before I went to bed, just a little dropper full under my tongue. And I slept so well. If you're not sleeping well, it's another reason for you to consider an all-natural alternative to drugs called CBD. But it's not just any CBD. You need to know that you're buying the highest quality there is. And that's what you get when you buy from Pro Bioscience, a company based right here in Salem. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. And as a former CBD grower who had to grow under Oregon's rules, bureaucratic rules, you can be sure that this is the highest quality that there is. Because Oregon has the toughest rules in the nation for growing CBD, for hemp. So be assured you're getting very high quality. Be assured also that you're getting exactly what they say you're getting. Because they're right here. They guarantee the analysis. And you can talk to them anytime. Because they're in Salem, folks. You can see their great products at the Tobacco Pouch on Edgewater here in Salem. Or you can buy them on the retail shelves at Liquivana Vape Shops, the one in Molalla, and the one in Silverton. Or you can go online to their website, pro-bioscience.com. Pro and then the dash mark, bioscience.com. Look at all their great products. Not just the tincture that I use, but, you know, I rave about the pain stick. Used it yesterday and it works so good for me. Pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything today and tomorrow, last 2 days of June, use the discount code FATHER and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Julie writes an email. I pulled into a self-service station in Oregon several years ago and watched from afar a person with a cigarette pumping gas into his car. I would prefer not watching the stupid and danger of the station and bystanders combining cigarettes and gasoline. So far as kids learning about cars at a station, when was the last time someone looked at a gas station, pulled your dipstick? I'm not sure if they know what a dipstick is, much less where it is and what it looks like. There is a reason they call them gas stations, not service stations. I don't like the smell either of diesel or gasoline, And I don't like to plan trips to make sure that the gas stop is the last. I prefer not leaving the car to stand in the rain or snow to fill up. I'll take that as a no from Julie. Tim writes regarding self-serve gas. Does self-serve delay the process? How long are you willing to wait? Now, in this hurry-up society, Tim brings up another point here. And I, you know, if I pull into a station, and there's a couple that I go to regularly. If I pull into that and they're really busy and they just have one person at this station, and this person works based on commission, so they're friendly to you, they're not, because the more gas they pump, the more they get paid. And typically it's older people and they're hustling. And I like that. It's one of the reasons I go there. But sometimes I have to wait because everybody else likes it too. So Tim brings up an interesting point. Does self-serve delay the process? How long are you willing to wait? I think it's just the opposite. I think self-serve doesn't delay the process. You pull in, you get out, you put your card in, and you start pumping, just like I do when I stop at a particular place on I-84 out in Boardman when I'm headed to go see my grandsons in Tri-Cities. I get out, and I put my card in, and I start pumping gas. I like that. But maybe not so great here on the west side. Linda writes an email about pumping your own gas. It's discrimination against the people on fixed income. We will have to pay more. I like the idea of choice. I just can't imagine my mother struggling to get out of a car and pump her own gas to save a penny. That's hard to argue with, as it was hard for me to argue with my mother and my wife, who said you will always vote against self-serve gas. And I always did, being the obedient husband and son. But is it time for us to really have choice? I mean, we have choice out in Eastern Oregon. Folks, I didn't get to this because we're at the end of the show. I'm sorry, but I did not get to this scathing indictment. And it is about the legislative session over with by the Oregon Firearms Federation. I will get to it tomorrow. I promise you that. But it starts out saying the most destructive and disgraceful legislative session in Oregon history ended Saturday, June 26th. I'll bait you with this. It was a perfect game for the hard left. Not only did they pass strict and dangerous new restrictions on your right to protect yourself and your family, they also passed a massive and crushing agenda of tax increases, rewards for criminals, attacks on the police, and a guarantee of future power failures at greatly increased cost, and an official incorporation into Oregon statutes of Marxist ideology and racist Marxist for-profit corporations. That's pretty damning, isn't it? Yeah, it is. We'll get into that tomorrow. And it has some damning words for some Republicans. Yikes. Back tomorrow, friends. Get out there, make it a great day. Pray. State, nation, for your world, your family. And then be determined to stand up and fight against everything that you think is wrong and everything. No, it's right. See you tomorrow, friends. Ooh.